Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But right now on the BetQL guest hotline, the man who runs the Senior Bowl, who is one of my favorite folks to hear talking draft prospects in the country, Jim Nagy is with us. Jim, it's Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye in D.C. Thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Yeah, good to be on, guys. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Pleasure.
You bet. We're a day away from the NFL draft. I'm just curious, as someone who works year-round with prospects, what you think of this draft class generally compared to those over the last several years?
Yeah, we're finally here. thank God. There was something funny on Twitter going around yesterday, and it was a picture of people like, here's me at the Senior Bowl, and they were all like cleaned up and looking fresh, and then it was me now at the draft, and they were like soaked in blood or whatever. Like, this is such a long process. My big picture takeaway from this draft is it's really strong in the first four rounds at most positions, like especially first three. Holds on pretty good through four, through most positions, and then day three is going to get rough. We saw it here at the Senior Bowl. We build our rosters in November, get guys signed up. Obviously, guys get hurt in late games, bowl games. They get hurt training. So we're having to backfill the roster and add some guys in January. And when we went to do that, guys that we had fifth, sixth, seventh round grades on, every time we made a phone call, oh, well, he transferred here. He took NIL money. He's staying in school. It got wiped out. Day three got wiped out. So I think that not just happened on our board, it happened on NFL boards as well. So next year is going to be an incredibly deep draft, seeing as the bulk of day three went back to school. But those first four rounds, I think teams can make their hay.
Jim, who's your favorite player in this draft? Not necessarily the best, but the guy that makes you smile when either you think about him or you turn on the tape.
Oh, man, that's a great question. There's a lot of them. I love Byron Murphy from Texas. I love Roma Dunze from Washington. I love Ladd McConkey. There's a lot of them. And really, a personal favorite just from what he did blowing up down here at the Senior Bowl is Braden Fisk from Florida State. Usually when people ask me that question, I think about, like, who would I want in my locker room if I were a guy like Adam Peters? And Braden Fisk from Florida State is certainly that guy. I mean, he's going to be a whatever they call him now, a force multiplier. Whatever room he's in, whatever D-line room he's in, whatever defense he's on, he's going to make people around him better. He's had a ridiculous process. It's hard for Power 4. I guess it's Power 4 now, not Power 5. It's hard for those guys to jump more than maybe a round even if they have a great process. But when we were putting this thing together in November, most teams had fourth and fifth round grades on Braden Fisk, and now there's a chance he sneaks in the late one. I think he'll go in the second, but would I put it past Dan Campbell to shock the world like he did last year on draft night and take Braden Fisk? I wouldn't. I think that'd be fun to watch that kid and Aiden Hutchinson on the same defensive line. So those are a few names.
That would be an awesome fit. Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl, with us here on Grant and Danny. Wide receiver position. Everybody talks about the big three at the top. I want to start there. Am I crazy for thinking Malik Nabers will have a better career or could have a better career than Marvin Harrison? I just think the world of Nabers.
Well, you're not crazy. There's some guys in our office that think the same thing, and people have asked me, well, what's the differentiator there? It's the run after catch. more explosive with the ball in his hands. And, you know, I'm partial to Odunze. I think he's the best one. It's hard to find big guys that are that good with the ball in their hands. He's got great size and he can really run with it. So, and I really buy into the person of Rome Odunze. Like, you know, talking to the guys at Washington, cause he was our top rated senior receiver. We ended up not getting him. Our number two guy was Ladd, but no, you're not crazy for it because there's not a consensus in the league right now. Some teams do have neighbors one. That top three isn't just Marvin Harrison at the top of every board.
Going back to when you were scouting, I mean, as far as you can remember doing this for a living in any capacity, do you remember three receivers this good in a draft class?
You know what? I'm sure there has been. We've had some good drafts. I'd have to go back and look at it, but off the top of my head, no. That's a really good top three, and it's not just those guys. You know, like there probably is a shelf after that to the next group, but we had seven Senior Bowl receivers go on day two last year. So like Jaden Reed and Rashi Rice and some of these guys, we had Puka go on day three. I think out of this year's Senior Bowl, I think we could have 11 or 12 go in the first three rounds. So this is even a better class than last year. If we had 10 or 11 top 100 receivers out of our game, it'd be probably the best Senior Bowl wideout group we've had. But no, it's a really good group. It really is.
We don't know if the Commanders are going to grab a wideout at 36 or 40 or not. They may have to go up and get a tackle. But let's say they grab one there, or maybe at 67, 78, either of those tiers. Any names that you like outside of the first round that could be instant contributors to help a young quarterback early on that go in round two or three?
Sure. I think Ricky Pearsall from Florida is a no-brainer. I mean, he's not going to be there that second group you said. I think Ricky's going to go. He's going to be one of those guys when you sit around, and we used to do this after the night one of the draft. You sit around in the draft room, or you go in the GM's office and you're sitting around, you're looking at the next day and talking about guys. Okay, if we're going to trade up, who are we trading up for? Is there anyone worth it? I think a lot of teams are going to be doing that with Pearsall. So, you know, he can play inside and outside, super explosive, tore it up down here at the Senior Bowl, goes to the combine and blows it out. And he's got really, really good tape. I mean, there's not really a hole in Ricky Pearsall if you're trying to poke holes, and that's where we're at this late in the process. That's all you're trying to do is poke holes. And so Ricky would be a really good one. But there's a number of guys you're going to be able to get immediate help in the second and third rounds. Like I said, I rattled off like some of those names just from our game last year. You can get immediate contributors, you know, somewhere in the second, third, sometimes fourth, fifth round.
Jim Nagy with us here on Grant and Danny. I want to talk tackles. Where's that line of demarcation for you? Because Washington's in dire need of one. They kind of did everything else in free agency, at least some stop gaps, but they kind of left a big vacancy there at left tackle. Where do you feel the line of cutoff is? You know what? This guy could be a starter on day one, or at least pretty soon. And like, basically my question is, Jim, how long can they wait?
They could probably wait into the mid second round and get a day one starter, maybe late second, early third. Some of these guys might fall a little bit. It just depends. It's a really varied group. You know, I don't see a lot. I don't think there is a line of demarcation in this group. I think Joe Walt from Notre Dame is probably the safest. I think Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma probably has the highest ceiling. I think if I had to pick one, I'd probably take Fuaga from Oregon State, just because I love how the kid's wired and he's nasty and he's big and powerful and he moves people. But, so it's a really diverse group, but like Roger Rosengarten is a guy from Washington who, I want to say Kuiper just mocked him late in the first round. You know, he was the right tackle at Washington with Fatanu on the left side. Roger repped at left tackle down here during the Senior Bowl and looked like he was a natural at it. Some guys come down and play the other side during Senior Bowl week and they look like a fish out of water. Rosengarten looked like he'd played there his entire life. So a guy like that, you know, a guy like that, if he doesn't go late one like Mel's mocking him to go, then he's probably going to go, you know, early to mid-second. And to me, that guy's a slam dunk day one starter for whoever drafts him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
How many tackles do you think could go in that first round here, Jim?
I mean, as you know, it's going to depend on that run. I was just talking to a GM this morning about, you know, where these runs are going to take place at tackle. I mean, I think everyone's anticipating quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. This particular GM was really hoping the quarterback thing happened because he has a good quarterback, and he's hoping some good position players get pushed down. But I could see maybe six or seven in the first round. I mean, you got Jordan Morgan from Arizona and Kingsley Suamatia from BYU. I mean, there's some good names in there. So I could see legitimately six, seven. I've seen people say as many as eight or nine. I think it's probably about seven.
Jim Nagy basically runs his own scouting department. He's putting together reports and tape on players all year long, and then they invite the best seniors to come play at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, which I've covered many times. And frankly, when I was on the beat and traveling, it was my favorite event of the year. It's just a great opportunity. Watch practice next to coaches and GMs over at, I don't know if it's still called Ladd Peebles Stadium, but just an amazing, the whole venue is awesome. Love everything about it. I bring that up to say you guys put together a hell of a roster with quarterbacks this year. Off the top of my head, I think you had Pratt, you had Rattler. I know you had Sam Hartman from Notre Dame, Bo Nix and Michael Penix. Maybe paint with a broad brush before we dive in on some of the guys that could be in the first round mix. Penix and Nix, you know, what did you learn about them in that experience?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, we're not in Ladd Stadium anymore, man. We're at a brand new stadium, 4 years old now. But so we've been out of old historic Ladd Peebles Stadium for a while. But I do appreciate those kind words. The quarterback class was good. It would have been great to get Jaden Daniels, but once he won that Heisman, that ship had probably sailed. His stock took off. But Penix and Nix had really good weeks. Rattler was the MVP of the game and had probably the best week from beginning to end, you know, in terms of just overall consistency. But with Bo, I talked to a couple teams today. Like they think the floor on Penix is the Raiders. They don't like the teams in the league don't think Penix gets by Las Vegas. And then there's a lot of buzz in the league that Bo Nix is going to Denver. So that would be great. You know, we've had a long run of, I think last year we had it broken. We had like seven or eight straight years of the first round quarterback. Had it broken last year because it just wasn't a great quarterback class. But hopefully we can get these two guys. You know, it's Bo's thing is just, you know, football family, followed his dad's footsteps to Auburn, you know, just is immersed in football. He's just a football junkie. He's super smart. All the coaches that he's meeting with are loving just how he's wired. He's been through a lot. He's overcome a lot of adversity leaving Auburn and going out to Oregon and doing his thing. Really good athlete, accurate. There's a ton to like there. I know that he's killing the interview part. And then you're hearing Penix's name being pushed up over the last month or so. That's because the coaches have got involved in the process. I think the scouts probably picked him apart a little bit for some of the underneath accuracy stuff. But then coaches look at him and they're saying, what can I coach? I certainly can't coach that rocket of an arm that he's got and that deep ball accuracy. And I can tighten up some of the other stuff. And you guys know, I mean, coaches always talk about trying to find guys that can win from the pocket. And certainly it's great when you're a Jaden Daniels or some of these guys that can get outside the pocket and create. I think you have to have some of that in the NFL these days. But coaches want guys that can sit in there and just pick you apart. And Michael Penix can do that.
Yeah, I'm in love with Michael Penix. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, Jim. I wouldn't take him at two. The age part I don't care about because these quarterbacks play until they're 39, 40, or close to my age. So whatever, that didn't matter
Absolutely.
To me.
Yeah.
It's the injury. That's the only thing. Otherwise, I'm kind of going, What are people missing on this guy? So give me a skeptic's view of what he can't do, or is it just the injury history with the knees?
And this is just my personal take on it. I think that, you know, with the medical stuff, there's a lot of stuff that the average fans and the media and us outside of team buildings don't know on these players year in and year out. Like, we don't know their character. We don't really know what the guy, what people at the schools are saying about these guys. And we certainly don't know the medical stuff. And I feel like because Michael's medical stuff was so widely publicized and everyone knew about it, that was just like an easy thing for people to glob onto and be like, oh, he's hurt all the time. You know, he's fragile. I just felt like that was kind of a lightning rod for people that wanted to hate on this kid. But I'm with you. It's a roll of the dice. It always is. It's a total roll of the dice. I remember my first job in the league in 1996 with the Packers, talking to some of the guys in the front office back then. You know, people forget Brett Favre was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in the first round and they traded him the very next year. But when Ron Wolf went to make that trade, the medical people in Green Bay tried to block the trade. And he stepped in. He was like, no, you're not. This is my trade. I'm making the trade. Brett Favre's going to be a Packer. Because coming out of college, he had a bad car accident. He had half his intestines taken out. Like, teams failed Brett Favre medically. And what did he go on to do? He was the all-time Ironman and started like 280 straight games or whatever. So you just don't know. You just don't know. If that's what you're picking apart, I mean, again, to me, it's all a roll of the dice. When you watch the tape, some of the escapability is the one thing I would maybe point to. But again, I feel like we got cheated in this draft cycle a little bit. None of these guys worked out. We've got all these guys, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, or Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, all these guys are really good athletes. JJ McCarthy, none of them worked out except Penix. And everyone would have thought he was the least athletic, and he ran in the mid 4.5s, which, you know, just, you know, comparatively to most quarterbacks, that's rolling pretty good. I mean, this guy's not a bad athlete. So, but when you watch the tape, if you're going to pick him apart, it's just maybe lack of escapability.
Jim Nagy on Grant and Danny, a couple of moments left with the director of the Senior Bowl. I know maybe this isn't quite in the purview because you weren't scouting him for what you do, but I'm just curious at number two with Washington's pick what you would do. They're debating, it seems like, between May, Daniels, McCarthy. Do you have a guy that you like the most just from your scouting background?
Well, I scouted all those guys because they were all eligible to play in the Senior Bowl. We can bring juniors now.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did watch all those guys. So, you know, Caleb's going to be out of the mix. So if I was at two, I mean, again, I worked with Dan Quinn in Seattle, and I worked for a long time in New England with Adam Peters, so I kind of know both guys. And it's just, you know, for me, I was at the Baton Rouge Pro Day, and we're having, you know, we were all in the hotel together the night before, you know, talking about this quarterback class. And, you know, they're two different players. It's just going to decide. I have a hard time imagining a defensive coordinator like Dan watching Jaden Daniels and saying, man, I want this guy on my team because I sure don't want to try to defend him. He's going to keep defensive coordinators up at night for sure. And then I've been around Drake May. He was doing all his pre-draft training here in Mobile. Actually got to play a round of golf with him, been around the kid a little bit. Like, I could see both those guys warming up to Drake, the competitor and the kind of guy he is. I mean, I love the way he's wired. Nothing's going to be too hard on this guy. Like, we've seen some quarterbacks go to certain markets and get, you know, chewed up and spit out if they don't have early success. Like, that is not going to be Drake May's problem. He's wired right for that. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. To me, that's the most intriguing spot in the draft is what they decided to do at number two, because they're two really different options.
It's been, I know, a long time since you were working with Peters, but do you perceive him to have a type? You know, we're trying to figure that out still.
Yeah, it's been too long, man. I want to say when we were last time Adam and I were together was like 2009. So, yeah, we talked players when he was with the 49ers. He was a guy that I talked to quite a bit about, you know, putting our roster together and stuff like that. But, no, I mean, it's in terms of quarterbacks. I mean, you look at – all you got to do is look at the 49ers – track record and have they had a type, you know? I don't know. So no, I can't. I wish I could help you on that one, but I can't.
They really haven't, I guess, is your point, right? Because they've gone Lance and Purdy in the same draft. I mean, those are pretty extreme differences. Yeah,
right.
In terms of the top of this board right here, how far is the separation between, say, 1 and 2, then maybe 2 and 3, 2 and 5, in terms of the quarterback spots? You see what I'm saying? Like, how close are these guys together in your mind and your eval?
No, they're really close. Yeah, they're really close. And a lot of them have, like I said, the one common denominator with all these guys, they're all really good athletes. Even Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake's a big dude now. I mean, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to get up on him. I mean, he's all a 6'4", you know, 235, 240, whatever he is. And you know, when I evaluate quarterbacks, I always start at the feet. And I went over there and saw those guys throw one morning in January before the Senior Bowl. And whoever was out there filming these guys, they just did like a waist down shot of these guys going through some drill work. And I wasn't really thinking about Drake's family background at the time, but his feet were ridiculous. I'm like, Drake, did you play hoops growing up? And he was like, yes, sir. I played basketball. And I'm like, were you one of those guys that gave it up in junior high, or did you play all the way through? He's like, no, I played all the way through. And then it was either Bo Nix or one of the guys that was training with him too. He was like, Jim, the whole family played hoops at North Carolina. Of course he played basketball. So I felt kind of stupid, but I've forgotten that. But he, and that's why, you know, if you're picking Drake apart, you know, people are, you know, pointing to some, you know, longer release, accuracy issues, some of the same stuff they said about Josh Allen. But if you're a good enough athlete and you have feet like Drake May, you're going to get that cleaned up just like they did with Josh Allen. Like when you have feet like that, that's where accuracy issues stem from. So he'll be fine. So long-windedly, man, like they're all good athletes. They all do. And then they also have some unique qualities too. Like Jaden, I sat in the press box at the Alabama game and watched him run through Alabama like a hot knife through butter. Like it was a super impressive live performance of a quarterback. I mean, he blew me away that night. So it is, but it's close, man. McCarthy's in there. MacArthur's a lot to like about McCarthy. A lot of people think that this is kind of a manufactured guy and they're pushing him up boards. Like that's not it at all. This kid's really talented too. So it's a packed group.
Follow Jim. He does a great job of breaking down the prospects, put a lot of guys on my radar this year at @JimNagy_SB. He is the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. Thank you for the time right before the draft here. Means a lot. We appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on, and hope the Commanders pick the guy you want.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Jim.
I don't care if they pick the guy we want or not. I hope they pick a guy that's going to win them some football games.
What? Remember those where you score more points than the other team?
I hear that.
We want those times again around here. Thank you, though, and hopefully we'll see you in Mobile.
All right, guys. Take care.
Be good. There's Jim Nagy, runs the Senior Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.